Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If you should require assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Fabio Tayar of Indústrias Home. Please go ahead, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Rumo's conference call to discuss the third quarter 2011 earnings results. I'd like to mention that this conference call is being webcast live. The link is on the website rumo.com in the investor relations section. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual performance could differ materially from that anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. With us today are Rivaldo Aguiar dos Santos, Chief Executive Officer, Sérgio Roberto Novo, Chief Financial Officer, and Luiz Cassiano Rosolém, Investor Relations Officer. Initially, Rivaldo will comment on the company's third quarter 2011 results. Afterwards, the executives will be available for a question-and-answer session. It's now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Rivaldo.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us again in this call to report our third quarter 2011 earnings results. As a general comment on these results, what we are delivering is exactly in line with our revised guidance. This means for 2011, our guidance is basically to have a -5% to 0% growth in revenues and reach an EBITDA margin between 6%-80%. In other words, what we are delivering has not any news. From the other side, Rumo management is working hard to recover normalized EBITDA margin we had in the past. One of the initiatives we have during this year was to hire a consulting company to support us in the review of our strategic plan. The company that is supporting us is Rollenberger from Germany. The work started last May and is in process to be finalized. Up to the end of this year or early coming year, the company will disclose some of the conclusion of these plans. Considering the current environment, based on the world economy uncertainties we are experiencing today, the company took the decision to not deliver any guidance for 2012. Focused on the current Brazilian economy environment, we have a clear perception that the economy is slowing down. We also understand that the measure that the federal government is taking, like to cut half points two times in the basic interest rates and to add 30 percentage points in the federal tax for cars with less than 65% of Brazilian content, could encourage the local industry to increase investment. As a consequence, our customers would go back to buy new machines. As a highlight for this quarter, our cash and business new orders and revenue have substantially increased in this quarter, as expected. The growing demand for trucks, agriculture, and wind power industry were noted since the beginning of 2011. We expect a strong demand for these sectors in the next month, especially the wind power segment. Now I turn this call to Mr. Cassiano, who is going to continue the presentation.
Thank you, Rivaldo. Well, good morning, good afternoon for everyone. I would like to start in the slide number three, the highlights of this quarter. More focus on the operating revenue of the foundry, which we grew, and we start to recover margins compared to last quarter. Also in terms of new orders, we do have a solid and stable order entry when we compare this quarter with third quarter 2010. which shows that the country is not growing so fast, but at least we still bring some orders at the same level as last year. We can note that in the slide number 4. As we can see, we still have a slowdown in the domestic investments, which reached 5.9% growth in the second quarter of 2011. And we hope with the decrease in interest rate, we start to see the industry being more competitive and start to invest again in the next years. Moving to the slide number 5, we see in August as the level of capacity utilization very stable compared with prior months. It means that most of our customers, they are running, utilization of the capacity is flat, and as they receive more orders, they probably will be encouraged to buy more machines. For the other hand, if we see the slide number 6, the confidence index for the industrial entrepreneurs is still going down. It is in a level now a little lower than 2008, and with the government policies, we hope start to recover and the industrial sector start to invest again. In this slide number 7, what I would like here is to highlight that we still very well established in the country. We are ready to join a better market if this market starts to rebound. We are very close to the customer with a long-term relationship, direct sales, attractive financing, and we offer and we still be offering a state-of-art products and service, and we are ready to join a growth if we start to see a more demand in the market. In the slide number 8, if we look, machine tools is in line with prior year, with the highlight for the job shops. We are selling back very well to small customers, which are machining parts for big corporations. Moving to slide number 9, we saw a slowdown in the plastic processing machines this year, mainly in the packaging industry and also in the automotive industry. Moving to the slide number 10, the highlight and the good performance were in the electricity generation, and the main sector is the wind power, which becomes more representative this year, and we believe it will be one of the sectors that will demand more casting iron parts over the next quarters. Due to the good performance of the casting business, in the slide number 11, we see that the casting becomes more representative in our revenue with 17.8%. The revenue in the third quarter is in line with the second quarter and more or less in line also with the third quarter last year. In the slide number 12, what we see here is an improvement of 44% year over year in terms of international sales. And now international sales represent around 11% of HOMI sales. Moving to the slide number 13, we do have plastic machines with a decrease in orders about 30% this year, mainly due to the strong competition and the decrease on demand on more heavy machines, which we sold very well in 2010. For the other hand, the casting business, our foundry, in terms of orders, is 35.6% growth compared with prior year. In this slide 14, there is no big change compared with the prior quarter. Compared with prior year, we see imported material being more representative, and we have been bringing more imported parts in order to offset the decrease on price with a more competitive cost. If we move to the page 15 and talking as well as with the page 16, we're going to see that our gross margin and our EBIT margin, EBITDA margin, net profit, EBITDA margin are in line with the prior year and also in line with our guidance. Moving to the page 17, here we have the performance by business units. We do have a decrease on margins in the plastic machines, mainly due to the volume and as well as due to the decrease on prices in the machinery due to the competition. In the machine tools, we also do see a decrease in margins this year compared to prior years, also because of a reduction in price in order for we be more competitive. In the foundry, the margins are similar to 2010 and have been improving each quarter as the volume has been improving also this year. In the page 18, our net debt is slightly better than from the prior quarter. We have 56.2 million reais as a net debt. The main reason for this improvement is an improvement in the working capital this quarter. Also, what impacted our net cash position was the share buyback program. We bought 705,000 shares this quarter. It accounts for the amount of more or less 4.5 million reais. We bought an average of 6.2 reais per share. In the slide 19, what we would like to show here is that we have a very positive outlook in the mid and long term. We believe this country will be growing and there is good perspectives for domestic investments. We do have the oil and gas investments over the next 5 years. We do have sports events investments. The automotive industry are coming to Brazil. Brazil will be a country which will have more guys producing cars here. There is 9 plants in the outlook for the next 4 years. And this all will bring opportunities to HOMI to grow, and we believe we are prepared with products and service to serve these growth and these domestic investments. In the slide number 10, there is the share performance of HOMI, 20, sorry. And now I would like to turn the call for you, and if you have any questions, we are ready to talk and explain to you. Thank you very much.
Excuse me. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press the star key, followed by the one key on your touchtone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, press star two. I would like to mention that today's conference call is being held exclusively for financial analysts and investors. Our first question comes from Mr. Ricardo Alves from Morgan Stanley.
Hi, good afternoon. I have two questions, if I may. The first one is related to the plastic segment. We've been seeing declining prices, and I just wanted to know if you could provide more details on the competition in the plastic business. I mean, how your products are positioned versus competitors, not only in prices, but also in the quality, especially compared with the Chinese. And The second question is related to the casting business, and we saw an improvement again, and I just wanted to know if we could expect that going forward. Do you still believe that second half is going to be significantly better than the first half, what we saw in the first half of the year? And if we could also expect better margins in the fourth quarter as the capacity utilization increases, I don't know if it's around 60% or something. Thank you.
Here is Levaldo. I'm going to answer the question related to the plastic business, and Cassiano is going to do his comment on the casting business. The plastics business, we have, as probably you know, three different type of products. The first one is the injection mold, is a traditional business that we are in this since the 70s. We have, let's say, two different layers of products on this injection mold machine. The first one is the light machine. It's a very small machine. A lot of customers around Brazil. And mainly these guys, when they're looking for a machine, they really look for price. If you consider that the Chinese is the companies that are very strong in this small machine injection mode, they have a very, very, very competitive price. And the quality, there are also two different tiers on these Chinese producers. One is the, let's say, very, very, very low quality. And there are another one that's it's a medium level of quality. What disturbs us in this market is the medium quality. And they are very strong, and they got a lot of market share. And price per price, it's really tough to compete against them. But when customers look for quality and productivity, normally they pay a premium for our machine. We feel this second quarter, and it's exactly what we felt in the first quarter of 2008 before the crisis. The consumption stopped growing. It's not growing anymore. And at that point in time, 2008, we suffered with this slowdown. And it's exactly the same what our perception about what has happened today. So direct competition against low-quality machine is, for us, very tough. But for the medium-quality producers from Chinese, if the customer looks for productivity, is something that we can compete. Going to, let's say, larger machine, and when you talk about large machine, normally, our customer looking for more quality and productivity. On this segment, there are a few Chinese that have not similar machine as we have, but they are working hard to reach this level. And of course, we launched last year different machine with different technology to improve quality, to improve productivity. But unfortunately, what we saw for this large machining during this year, our customer is not repeating what they bought last year. If you compare the light machine with this heavy machine, the market dropped much more this year. So that's why we didn't succeed to sell machines. But we feel that mainly considering the needs of Brazilian content in the car industry, we are starting feeling some customer started looking for buying new heavy machines that fits exactly the car industry. So this is what we see in the injection mode. For PET, Bowie machine is the Chinese, they are strong, but we have a very low participation on this market, and where we are, there are not too many competition yet. For the plastic blowing machine, that is the normal plastic blowing, This is different. The Chinese is not here, and this is a business more related to service, because there are no way to blow something without having a technician that's going to really do the regulation of the machine to produce in a perfect stage. So for the blowing machine, there are no Chinese competition. Is much more linked to local competitors.
Okay, thank you. It's very clear.
So now Cassiano is going to answer about your casting.
Well, in the casting business, I think we show improvement, and we have been very optimistic with this business, with better capacitization, and our following quarters in the midterm should show that. One thing that is important, we do have some seasonality issues in the fourth quarter. Some of our customers, they give vacation to the production, and this could decrease a little bit our sales, mainly in the truck segment. And also, we do have this year in Brazil, the Euro 5, where most of the truck makers are adapting their trucks, and the demanding for trucks were very strong this year, mainly now in the end of the year, due to the customers of trucks trying to anticipate some sales due to the impact of the Euro 5 in the truck industry. And we may feel some slowdown in the truck segment, at least in the beginning of the following years, due to the following year, 2012, due to the Euro 5. But nevertheless, the casting business is something that are increasing, mainly in the heavy parts, and we have good expectation for the following year.
Thanks, Cristiano.
Thank you.
Excuse me. As a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Excuse me. Our next question comes from Mr. Bruno Giardino from Santander.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. I have two questions. The first one, have you seen any different, any change in terms of demand from clients due to these uncertainties in the global economic environment? Have you seen any slowdown, or orders are coming as before? So I would like you to comment on that. And the second question is regarding to non-recurring items. Do you expect to incur more non-recurring expenses in the fourth quarter? Thank you.
Hi, Bruno. It's Cassiano speaking. In terms of changing in the demand of orders, it's very far from what we would like to be. The orders are flat compared to 2010. We don't see big change in the third quarter. Was quite stable along of the whole quarter. October, we're still in the middle of the month. It's very hard to give a perspective, but so far it's not what we would like to, but it is stable as compared to 2010. In terms of non-recurring items, we in the fourth quarter, we are not expecting to have any non-recurring items. We may need to do some adjustments, but so far I don't believe it will be representative as was the one that we did in the third quarter, which impacted 2.4 million the EBITDA as described in the release.
Okay, so for the moment you're expecting a very small non-recurring, if any.
Yes, so far yes, but of course we are cyclical, and if we feel that we need to do something more, we will do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
This concludes today's question and answer session. Mr. Livaldo dos Santos, at this time you may proceed with your closing statement.
Once more, thanks for participation on this call, and I hope to have you on the next hearing release call. Thank you. Bye.
That does conclude our Homies third quarter 2011 earnings release conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation, and have a good day.